Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Hypnoticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and today's episode is entitled The Apostle Paul, Priest's Redemptive Christology, and Not Mere Christianity. I'm going to be reading from 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace, that is the charis, of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful thing and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Again, please note that in the text, the word sinners or sinner in the verb is an adjective, not a noun, it is an adjective, of whom I am the chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting or life eternal. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This passage is very, very important because in verses 12 to 17 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul gives us a synopsis of his salvation. And let me say at the beginning of the program that the word salvation literally means to rescue. It means to drag one away from danger. We have called the history of God's redemptive plan, which means to buy back, the word redemption, we have called the history of God's redemptive plan Heilsgeschichte, from the German, which means salvation history. We also speak about the saving activity of Yahweh Elohim, as revealed in history. From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, there is this golden thread which is God's plan of salvation. from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, there is also this scarlet thread that runs through history. And the scarlet thread represents the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus Christos, or Jesus Christ. Paul was commissioned by God to preach, or literally to herald, the good news of God's redemptive plan. The term good news was taken from the Romans. Originally, the term meant the coming of Caesar into a town or city, or it was used to speak the birthday of Caesar. And so it was heralded by the Romans as good news. The community, the ecclesia, adopted that term and began to use it, their message, for the message of the church, of this new intrinsic reality that God has revealed in Christ. Now, it is important that one have a very good understanding of Eastern and Western history. One must understand what was going on in the ancient Far East at the time of the writing of the book of Isaiah, as well as what was going on in the ancient Near East, the people of God that resided in Western Asia. That is the ancient Near. One also needs to be aware of what was going on in Western Asia. And one must be open to understand what history has to teach us. Paul understood history. He was well versed in history and law. And so therefore, in this passage, Paul calls himself a sinner. Again, the word sinner is an adjective. It is a descriptor. Harmatos is the Greek word for sinner. And so the descriptor, sinner, or hamahalos, bespeaks behavior, bespeaks action. It bespeaks condition or in the state of life that is immersed in scotia, the consequences of darkness. Verse 12, Paul writes, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, Kevin." And so Paul understands that a favor was done toward him or performed toward him without expectation of return. Paul states, "I have joy, I have acceptance, my heart has enormous gratitude or grace." And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. Please note the abiding worshipful attitude of Paul. Please note by awareness that Paul has about God's salvation. He goes on in verse 12, which is packed with meaning. So therefore, as with many of Paul's writings, one has to take time to unpack what Paul is saying. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, this is one word in the Greek text, it would take a long time to go through it, so I'm just going to use the English, who has enabled me. Here we have a simple participle action, and the word here has to do with power. The root is duna, and it means power or ability. It does not mean might. There's another Greek word that means might, but duna means power or ability. Who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful. Now, if you know anything about Paul's history, as recorded in the book of Acts, you know that at one point, he's a very destructive and virulent personality. Confesses as much. He does not hide his past or pretend that he did not have a certain path. That is not Paul. At the time, his name was different. He was Saul. And the word Saul means that means Saul. Now, the great apostle Paul understands things that needs to be recaptured in Western Christianity. Paul understood that when an individual has been made new in Christ, there is a hiatus. It is either or, not both and. This has been the resounding error of Western Christianity, believing that it can have culture or the cosmic system be immersed in the politics, be immersed in the religion, be immersed in the ideas of the cosmic system in Western culture, and also name the name of Christ. When the scriptures specifically state that the one who names the name of Christ departs from iniquity. It's a much meaningless theological literature has been penned. Much ink has been spilled trying or attempting to reconcile. There is this great desire to reconcile cosmic system with the revelation of God in Christ Jesus. Whereas from the beginning, the church never referred to building made of stone. The church never referred to anything like that. The church originally meant all about one. Ex, via, Greek preposition ex, which means out or out from. Ecclesia, simply the called out one. And so originally the word referred to an organic group, an organic unity among those who named the name of Christ. There was no gradation of within the faithful community who we're all one in Christ Jesus, as we are told in the book of Ephesians and in the book of Colossians. We have, which is Paul's letter about Christ, the church, or Christ, the Kephale, the head. We are one mono. We are one body, soma, in Christ, all believers. And the body of Christ is not divided into hue or color. The body of Christ and our relationship is not based on melanin, or the melanin content in one's skin, or the lack of melanin, I should say. That is causing offense. That was brought into the church. Melanin has nothing to do with one's status in Christ. Paul goes on, who hath enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was before? Here is the Pauline demarcation. Here is where Paul speaks about what was before, or the past, and what goes on now. Paul's language to speak of a powerful and wonderful hiatus, a division. Paul never speaks of both and. Paul always speaks of that which was before. Who was before? In verse 13, he gives the synopsis of his activity. Who was before a blasphemer? And the word blasphemer is an old word. Of course, it means to denounce or really, in the Old Testament, it meant to stand against the life of another. Here it means to speak in a very, to deprecate another individual. It means to depreciate, it means to diminish, it means to harm the reputation of another through words. It is slander. And the word is used and it speaks an attitude, a negative attitude toward either God or God as man. One can blaspheme other persons, as well as blessed God. See, it is amazing to me that how this terminology is overlooked and discounted, and this terminology in Scripture is very, very, very serious. And he says he is also a persecutor, a word that means literally pursue. The word persecutor means to pursue. And Paul will use this term of himself, and that he talks about those who pursue down on him. The Judaizers were relentless and coming after Paul because of his faith. They were relentless in trying to undo the work of the Apostle Paul in the lives of individuals, saying that not only must individuals receive the good news of salvation, the grace, but individuals must also submit to circumcision. And these things had to be worked out. And there's some very interesting accounts in the book of Acts about what happened around doctrine. Very, very important study in the book of Acts about the situation. He goes on, he says that he was injurious. And I love this one. Injurious, it is hubristi. We get our word hubris. Hubristi. H-U-B-R-I-S-T-E-S. From which we get our word hubris. Which, so Paul says that he was violently arrogant. At the beginning of verse 13, Paul states who was before. At the end of verse 13, Paul states, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly. And the word ignorantly here, ever means not to know. I did it ignorantly and apistia. I did it ignorantly in unbelief. The word pistis in the Greek and New Testament in space is six. And we take the alpha privative, that is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, alpha, put it front, apistis. I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Verse 14, and the grace of our Lord exceeding abundance with faith and love which is in Christ. It is important that one realize that Paul's life was complete, radically, wonderfully, and powerfully changed by his encounter with Christ in Acts chapter 9. Paul's life was changed, and Paul's life had been renewed. Completely new. Paul would write in 2 Corinthians that the old things, the old worn out things have passed away. What he was in his old life. Paul never tried to reconcile the old life with the new life of Christ. It can never be. Jesus himself said that we can't put new wine in old wine. Well, why not? Well, the kinetic actions, the gases of the old, putting new wine in old wineskins, the old wineskins would burst. It would break open. It was never intended through the teachings of Jesus or Paul to reconcile or to bring together or wed together cosmic system with God's new thing, God's new thing. Christ, to Christ. Paul Stephen Finnick says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the, I'm going to give you the Greek, the cosmos, from which we get our word cosmetics, which means to decorate or to adorn. Christ Jesus came into the world or the cosmos to those God of whom I am the chief. Well, Paul says, I am the first protos. I am the first. I am the echo. I am first. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern. This is the word. This is a very important word. And it means to draw a sketch or to draw an example. For a pattern to them which it fits. believe on him to eternal life. This was Paul's understanding of the faith. And nowhere in 13 writings of Paul that we have, there were others that we do not know, are not a part of the canon, we know this. But nowhere does Paul state that he was called to found a religion or to found Christianity. When the Lord Jesus said, upon this rock, Petra, I will build my ecclesia, he was talking about upon the rock of his deity. And then he said, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Upon this rock, I will build my church, my called out one. He is talking about an organic group of individuals called the church, who have been made new or renewed through the cleansing power, the renewing power of the Spirit of God. There was never the language in the New Testament has nothing to do with the founding of another religion among religions, or to found a new moral philosophy. C.S. Lewis is the author of a book entitled Mere Christianity. It is a very, very well written book, and I urge to read it. And in this book, he discusses a very powerful reality that I think are worthy of understanding. Now, as I use the time here, I wanted to bring out the fact that, and I used the title from the book by C.S. Lewis, that God has come to do something brand new in our lives. So we need something brand new today. We live with the politics of blood, and there's division. It is remarkable. The dark and arraigning and the name call. We live in a very immature time. And we live in a world where middle school is bad, and we need to have a real change of heart based on love. This is what the Lord Jesus did to do, make us brand new, to give us a new and living way to God Himself. My name is Dr. Simon Rich. Have a wonderful day.